The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
You are now listening to the Philly Pod,
a Philadelphia sports podcast.
What is going on, y'all? Happy Friday, and welcome to another episode of the Philly Pod, brought to you by thelibertyline.com. I'm your host, as always, Victor Williams. Be sure to give me a follow on all social media platforms over at the Philly Pod. We have a loaded show today, a lot to get into. The Associated Press released their all-pro teams. We will talk about those guys. We have injury updates on Jalen Hurts, AJ Brown, as well as some Green Bay players. The Eagles added yet another Georgia Bulldog to the roster, and we have some key matchups ahead of the Eagles wildcard game against the seventh seeded Packers this weekend. If you're new to the show, thank you guys for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Odyssey, iHeartRadio, anywhere else you get your shows. Be sure to leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the growth and exposure of the podcast. I've seen great returns, great growth on the show as of the last month or so. So thank you guys for the unwavering support. It doesn't go unnoticed. And let's continue to grow this thing as we embark on the Eagles, hopefully deep playoff run about to kick off here this weekend. So getting started today, the Associated Press did release their all-pro teams. Two Eagles players made the cut for first team all-pro. Mr. Saquon Barkley, no surprise there. 2,000 rushing yards will certainly do the job. And Mr. Zach Bond is the Eagles' first all-pro linebacker since Jeremiah Trotter in 2000. Zach Bond earning first team all-pro honors. Congratulations to that man. It's been a remarkable season, phenomenal year, and he is certainly going to be using this in negotiations this summer with the Eagles or another team, hopefully not another team, but he I'm certain didn't even see this kind of year from himself, and now we have an all-pro linebacker that we are about to deploy in the playoffs. So good stuff on that front. Congratulations to both of those guys for being named first team all-pro. Four Eagles were named second team all-pro. Jordan Mailata, Lane Johnson, Jalen Carter, and AJ Brown were all named second team all-pro. So big congrats to four of those guys. The Eagles have 6 total all-pro players this year. Big congrats to all of those guys. Good injury news today. Jalen Hurts has officially cleared concussion protocol as of about 10 minutes ago. I'm recording this at 12:45 or so. Nick Sirianni spoke to reporters today and said that Jalen has cleared protocol and is good to go to start on Sunday in the wild card game. It was trending in this direction, but it's still good to see that he has officially cleared. He was limited in practice on Wednesday, and then Hurts was upgraded to a full participant yesterday, and he is now going to be a full go Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. When asked about Hurts' return to practice, Lane Johnson said that Hurts was really dialed in. He was sharp. He was crisp. Jordan Mailata echoed those same sentiments. He said that Hurts looked really sharp, brought a lot of energy, was even out there in short sleeves. Those of you in this area, the Delaware Valley area, know how cold it's been this week or so. Wind chill like 5-10 degrees. Hurts was out there in short sleeves trying to get ready for the cold that will be this playoffs. Mailata said that Hurts did a great job managing his concussion. Mailata has dealt with one himself, so he knows how hard it is to try and come back too soon from it, push yourself to come back from it. He said that Hurts did a good job managing it and had a phenomenal practice. So hopefully Hurts will look like his old self this Sunday and not miss a beat. Hopefully kick off whatever rust might be there in the first couple series or so and be ready to rock on Sunday. Even Devontae Smith said that Hurts looked good in practice and he isn't worried about any rust himself. So good stuff there. everybody is going to be 100%, well, as close to be as they can be. A.J. Brown is dealing with an injury. A.J. Brown left Wednesday's practice early with the trainer and sat out of yesterday's practice, but is expected to play on Sunday. He's been dealing with a knee injury for the last few weeks or so. He first popped up on the injury report as a limited participant with that knee rest designation. He first appeared with it on December 19th, but he played against the Commanders and the Cowboys with that injury before sitting out in Week 18. So he's able to play through it and still produce. The team isn't expressing any concern for the status on Sunday. Yesterday's absence was apparently a part of a management plan to make sure that A.J. Brown is as close to 100% as he can be. Over those 2 weeks since that injury, Brown has combined for 11 catches, 133 yards, and 2 touchdowns. So still able to play, still able to produce at a high level. The Eagles are just managing it, making sure that A.J. is going to be okay with no limitations on Sunday. So we'll keep an eye on that moving forward. As far as the Packers go, Mr. Jordan Love, who got hurt last week, injured his elbow, experienced some numbness. It sounded a lot like that Brock Purdy injury when Hassan Reddick knocked him out of the NFC Championship game a couple of years ago. Jordan Love was throwing in yesterday's practice after injuring his elbow. Love said that he was hopeful he would play in Sunday's game. Head coach Matt LaFleur said that he looked fine. So we expect Jordan Love to also be under center for his team on Sunday as well. So as I said on the podcast a couple days ago, the Eagles will have all 22 starters healthy and ready to go. You certainly take that trade-off over trying to chase the record in Week 18 and perhaps lose some guys on that front. So good on the Eagles for getting everybody the adequate rest and having them ready to rock on Sunday. So good stuff there by the Eagles and Nick Sirianni and the training staff and all of that. Real quick, we'll talk about a roster move. The Eagles added another Georgia Bulldog. They signed Lewis Seen to the active roster on Wednesday. Seen was a former first-round pick of the Vikings in 2022. He only played in 3 games as a rookie before suffering a compound leg fracture and spent this season with the Bills practice squad. Seen is now the 6th former Georgia Bulldog on the 53-man roster. He joins Jalen Carter, Jordan Davis, N'Kobe Dean, Nolan Smith, and Kelee Ringo. Yeah, so there's literally a Bulldog reunion. If there's a chance to get any Georgia defensive player to the Philadelphia Eagles, Howie Roseman will find a way to do so. Lewis Seen had 145 tackles and 14 pass breakups in 3 years at Georgia. So a high upside signing for zero cost, literally. We'll see what Fangio can do with him over the summer. I doubt he'll have an impact in the playoffs. They're not going to throw him out there already. So it's a good player to stash, see what he can do over the summer. A guy who produced like that in college should be able to do something in the NFL. So we'll see what Fangio has in mind for him when the offseason rolls around. I'm not sure, honestly, if it's Lewis Seen or Lewis Sign. I'm not sure which pronunciation it is. That's something I probably should have checked before recording this. So my apologies if Seen is not the correct pronunciation. So apologies on that front.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel, because right now, new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets, which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
89% of business leaders say AI is a top priority. The right choice is crucial, which is why teams at 1/3 of Fortune 500 companies use Grammarly. Grammarly is the right AI assistant for your team. With top-tier security credentials and 15 years of experience in responsible AI, Grammarly is how companies like yours increase productivity while keeping data protected and private. See why 70,000 teams trust Grammarly at grammarly.com/enterprise.
So now getting into the matchups for the wild card game this Sunday. I have 5 of them here for you guys. We're going to start with the Eagles rush defense versus Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs, another guy who left their former team last year, went to a new team and had substantial success. And now Josh Jacobs is going to be embarking on the playoffs with the Green Bay Packers. Jacobs rushed for 1,329 yards this season for 15 touchdowns and has also caught 36 passes for 342 yards. Jacobs has a touchdown in 8 straight games, averages 4.4 yards per carry. So he's a handful, and he runs between the tackles. He leads the league in rushing yards between the tackles. So he's going to be staring down Jordan Davis more often than not. Davis will need to step up and stuff the run to make sure that Josh Jacobs doesn't come out of that pile and breaks off a long one. The Eagles ranked 10th in rushing defense during the regular season. They allowed 104.2 yards per game. So it's going to be a tall task to try and contain Josh Jacobs. Maybe the Eagles can get out to a big lead so that the Packers can get away from the run a little bit, because Josh Jacobs, especially without Christian Watson, is the biggest threat on the Packers offense at this point. Another matchup I have here, Eagles receivers against the Packers secondary. Now, the Packers have the 13th ranked pass defense, but they will be without Jaire Alexander, who was placed on injured reserve. He's their top corner. He had a pick against them in week one, and now the Packers are going to have to try and contain A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith without their top cornerback. Now, even without Jaire Alexander, the Packers still had 31 takeaways this year, and Hurst hasn't thrown a pick since November 10th. Versus Dallas. So something has to give here. We'll need to continue to play efficient football and not give the Packers a short field. We don't want to give them any additional opportunities. Xavier McKinney specifically has 8 interceptions this year and 11 pass breakups, and has been a thorn in Hurts' side for a while, even dating back to his time with the Giants. So he knows how to pick off Jalen Hurts. He has his number, and Hurts is going to have to know where he is at all times to make sure that he is not turning the ball over. A.J. Brown, given that he's healthy, should be able to have his way. He, even when Jaire was playing, he torched him in week one. Devontae Smith should be able to have his way as well. Maybe they use Jahan Dotson, who had 94 yards in week 18, as the number one option. But maybe he'll get some looks. We'll see what happens. But I expect the Eagles receivers to have big games against this Packers defense without their top corner. Now, on the flip side, with no Christian Watson, I would consider Jaden Reed to be the most dangerous of the Packers' wide receiver group, and he will likely be matched up on Cooper DeJean. Jaden Reed had 4 catches for 138 yards and a touchdown in week one. He also had a carry for 33 yards, broke off a 33-yard run. So Reed is pretty much their gadget guy. He's used in a lot of end-arounds, a lot of jet sweeps, and things like that. Now, he has cooled off in the second half of the year, but the defense still needs to be mindful of where he is. He's going to get some more looks without Christian Watson, and he's going to be in the mix with Romeo Doubs and guys like that. Tucker Kraft, who's been a really good tight end for Jordan Love this year. So I think that Jaden Reed, he's the most dynamic of the group, the most explosive. It's going to be up to Cooper DeJean to limit the damage that he does out of the slot. Jaden Reed led the Packers with 55 catches for 857 yards this year, and he played 72% of the snaps out of the slot. So again, it'll be Cooper DeJean's responsibility to make sure that Reed doesn't find the end zone and doesn't get free over the middle of the field. Next matchup that is of importance here, Saquon Barkley versus the Packers rush defense. The Packers defense gives up only 99.4 yards per contest. That is 7th in the NFL, but that doesn't really matter when the other team has Saquon Barkley. Saquon had 132 total yards and 3 touchdowns on 26 touches in his Eagles debut against the Packers in week one. And of course, we all know the Eagles have the number 2 ranked rushing offense behind Baltimore. They lead the league in rushing attempts as well. And I don't really see that formula changing in the playoffs, especially now it's colder and things like that. They're going to be really trying to pound the run and run out this clock and make sure that they can get these wins. So I think that they'll still lean on Saquon in the playoffs. And now with Hurts back in the fold, they'll be using him in the rushing game as well. So I do expect Saquon to have another pretty good outing against the Packers. They'll be more dialed in. Obviously, they threw a lot of light boxes at Saquon in week one, and Saquon took advantage. I don't think that that'll be the case this time around. But Saquon is still Saquon Barkley, and I think he'll have a good game this Sunday. The last of my concerns would be special teams trying to contain Keyshawn Nixon, the 2-time All-Pro returner. The Eagles have had a hard time containing some of these returners this year. You know, Kevontae Turpin is another dangerous one. The Eagles have been prone to big returns this year. Keyshawn Nixon averages 29.3 per return on the year and is dynamic when given the chance. So I think the Eagles are going to use Jake Elliott in these situations, try and get as many touchbacks as possible, keep the ball away. They've been using Braden Mann throughout much of the year. I do expect Elliott to man kickoffs in the playoffs to try and get as many touchbacks as possible. Now, speaking of Jake Elliott, the man is 28 of 36 on field goals this year and just 1 for 7 from 50. He finally made a 50-yarder in that Washington game, and it was only 50 yards. It wasn't anything past that. And he missed a 39-yarder last week against the Giants. So I don't know what to make of Jake Elliott right now. I really don't. Nick Sirianni says he's still confident. Obviously, you're the head coach and you want to say that. But I don't know. Like, if it comes down to it, like a 54-yarder to win the game, do you trust Jake to make that? I don't know where I stand with him. He's done so much for this team that you have to historically, but his recent form, I don't know, man. I don't know. It's gonna be tough. It's gonna be nerve wracking to watch. But it's gonna be an exciting game this weekend. I will be in the lot, so I've made the executive decision to go tailgate, even though it's gonna be cold as hell. But I think it's gonna be a fun one, so I'm gonna make sure I get to that. Excited for playoff football. It's definitely a much better vibe this time around than it was last year. You know, heading into that Tampa game, none of us were happy with the team. I don't even think the players were happy, and they were just playing the playoff game because they had to. They made the playoffs. They clinched a berth. We're playing it because we're already here. But man, they look like a team that couldn't wait for the season to end. And this team has much different vibes. They're hoping for a big playoff run out of these guys this year with all their starters healthy. It's going to be a fun one, guys. Appreciate you for listening to this edition of the Philly Pod. Thank you, guys, for checking it out. Be sure to subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, Odyssey, anywhere else you get your shows. Leave those reviews and rate 5 stars. They all do help with the growth of the show. We'll be back hopefully on Monday to talk about an Eagles win moving on to the divisional round. Let's hope that is the case. If the Eagles do win, they'll be playing either the Rams, Vikings, or Bucks. So we'll be discussing whatever the potential matchup that'll be next week as well. But first things first, we got to take care of the Green Bay Packers on Sunday. So let's get this win at the link and let's keep the playoffs rolling. I'll catch y'all guys on the next one. Until then, y'all, peace out from the Philly Pod.
The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
At your job, do you ever have to deal with a nose roller? How about a snub pulley? Well, if you're installing a new conveyor belt system, dealing with the different components can sound like you're speaking a foreign language. Luckily, you've got a team ready to help. Grainger's technical product specialists are fluent in maintenance, repair, and operations. So whenever you want to talk shop, just reach out. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.